Feeling anxious today? Well, you came to the right place. Stick around. We'll discuss how to overcome anxiety on this episode of The Gary Zimek Show. Well, if you're feeling a little anxious, you really did come to the right place. Come on in and make yourself at home. You know the deal. I have a seat reserved for you. My name is Gary Zimek, and I'll be spending the next 30 minutes with you here talking about Jesus, talking about His Catholic Church, and today talking a little bit about how to overcome anxiety. I was very privileged earlier today to share the microphone with my friends Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani on EWTN Radio's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We talked about anxiety, and I've mentioned this on the show in the past. Ordinarily, I don't speak specifically about anxiety on this program, but I thought today would be a good day to do it. The gospel reading is just perfect for any of us who tend to be worriers. This gospel is perfect. I have some other reflections. We'll share some other thoughts. We'll go through all of the mass readings for today's mass. And it's just great to be able to spend a little time with you on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can also listen to this show on TuneIn Radio and on iTunes as well. It's totally free of charge. And listen, that's due to your generosity, because you support my work financially, because you purchase Mystic Monk Coffee and use the Amazon link on my website. Because you do all these things, I'm able to bring you this show free of charge. I always want to be able to do this free of charge. I don't want to ever charge for the show. Now, we're in our sixth year of doing this show on Blog Talk Radio, so I'm very thankful to be able to do this and present the show without any cost. But again, that's because of you and your contributions and your prayers. We have a lot of good things coming up in the months to come, especially September the 4th. We will kick off Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary for the first time ever. We've done it 5 years in a row, and I've used a different preparation book each year. For the first time ever, I'm using a combination of what I like to call the best of the best, different materials to help you prepare to consecrate your life to Jesus through Mary, or to renew your total consecration. September the 4th is the big day. We have never started on a Sunday before, but this year we're going to start on a Sunday. And in case you are new, or in case you forget how it works, we'll do 30 minutes each night. And yes, we will go through the weekends, because when we're doing this 33-day preparation, I want to make sure that we do every day and we really make the most of it. But on the weekends, in order to keep me alive, to keep you from going crazy, we're only going to do 15-minute shows. So we'll do 30 minutes Monday through Friday, and then we'll do 15 minutes on Saturday and Sunday. But yeah, there's going to be a show every day. We will kick it off on September the 4th, and then we will make our total consecration, as we've done every year, on October the 7th, which is the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. And I just was going to say one more thing, and I forgot. Oh, yeah. Even though we'll start on Sunday, what I'll do is maybe the previous Thursday and Friday, we'll give you some additional little supplementary material before we really get into it to prepare you so that we don't just start cold on Sunday. Now, this year, I really am not going to use a book, and I honestly think that you're going to get a lot out of this. I'm going to give you plenty to look at, so maybe you can get a little notepad and write down some Bible verses and things like that. But I think that by doing it this way, by not tying ourselves to a book, because let's face it, they all have limitations, all of these preparations, you know as well as I do, you favor some over others. I think some are better than others, but I think if you combine them all and compare the overall product with St. Louis de Montfort's guidelines, which is what I plan to do, I think we're going to get a really good preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So please stay tuned for that, for more information about that. And if you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'll start talking it up more as we're getting a little closer. Let me take a look at my calendar, and I just want to say that in September, I think I'm traveling. Yeah, the very first week that we start, I'll be headed out to California. I'm going to head to the Fresno area, and I'm doing three different talks out there. So I'll make sure that you have all of the programs pre-recorded. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you deserted as we go through this. It's just an exciting time to be able to turn to Our Lady and ask her to lead us closer to Jesus. That's the purpose of total consecration. And by the way, we're going to talk more about the specifics of total consecration as we get closer to it. I mentioned at the start of the show, your donations really do help. The summer months are very lean. So if you are able to help me out financially, if you're able to help with financial donations, either by becoming a monthly sponsor or making a one-time donation, followingthetruth.com is the place to go. You just click on the Donate tab, and you'll be able to donate securely through PayPal. Another thing that you can do is to use the Amazon link on my website every time you purchase anything from Amazon. So the way that works is, instead of going to just Amazon.com in your browser, go to followingthetruth.com first, and then click on the Amazon image from Following the Truth. By doing that, every purchase that you make will help me and result in a small profit for my work. And I thank you in advance for that. I really do. It's very important to me. Your support is essential to keeping this program going. You've been here for me, and I honestly, I've said this many times, and it's really true, I would not be here if it was, this program wouldn't be here. My full-time ministry wouldn't still be active if it wasn't for your support. So thank you so much for that. Coming up in the next couple of weeks, I'll be doing some traveling. I need to update my website with some of the September dates. I think I did the August ones, but I don't have the September ones on there. In August, I am going to be headed to Framingham, Massachusetts. So if you're in the Boston area, I'd love you to come out. I'm going to give a talk about the Blessed Mother at St. Stephen's Parish. I haven't talked about the Blessed Mother in a while, and I'm really excited to be able to do that. So that's coming up in August. And then, on the 27th of this month, I'll be headed out to Chicago just for a couple of days. I'll be at the Catholic Marketing Network trade show, and then I'll be back to speak at Holy Family University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday the 29th. The big news is the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat at the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia suburbs. That's coming up in a very short time, August the 5th through the 7th. Five brand new talks that I never gave before. This is the second year we did the Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. If you're someone who tends to worry, I would strongly urge you to check out the retreat. I really think you'll get a lot out of it. I checked with the folks at Malvern today, and there still are some open slots for the retreat. We sold out last year, and we're on pace to sell out this year as well, but there are still some opportunities. So if you want to sign up today, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, and right on my homepage, you'll see a banner for the Pray, Hope, Don't Worry retreat. Click on that. That'll send you over to Malvern's website, and you will be all set. I'm excited about that. It was just a tremendous opportunity last year, and I'm looking forward to it being a great time this year. Okay? All right, beverage du jour time. You ready for this? It's a different one. I don't know if I've had this in a while. I probably had it in the past, but it's been a long time. Here we go. What do you think? Let me try again. It doesn't sound like Mystic Monk coffee, Gary. Wait a minute. Who said Diet Coke? If you said Diet Coke, you're right. That's the beverage du jour. Diet Coke today. Man, it is hot and humid here in southern New Jersey, but I am completely content. I really am. I love this weather. I'm not going to complain. I'm just glad to be alive. I really am. Glad to be with you. Glad to have my beverage, and glad to be talking about Jesus. So without further ado, why don't we remember that we're in the presence of our Heavenly Father and turn to Him and ask for prayers. And I would especially like you to remember my good friend Melissa Bird in your prayers. I mentioned her last night. Melissa's father died suddenly, this week. And I put something on Facebook. Melissa's been an awesome friend of this program. She was with my apostolate from the very beginning when we did our first total consecration. We became friends. Melissa lives in Texas. And I know the family is really distraught about the sudden death of their husband and father. Please keep the soul of Melissa's father in your prayers, and also the entire Bird family. They really could use the prayers. She reached out to me today and was asking for prayers. The prayers make a difference. So your prayers would be a huge help to their family as they go through this very, very difficult time. And thank you. I know you're going to come through because you're always good whenever I ask you for prayers. This is so important. Please join me as we begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. Thank you for always being there for us whenever we need anything. And even when we're just walking through life, you're always there. You're with us. We are never alone. Thank you for that love that you show to us each and every day. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our family members, to bless all of those around us. Please continue to help us as we strive to walk the path which will lead to eternal life with you in heaven. Father, we ask you to help those who are sick, those who are lonely, those who are anxious, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who might be battling addiction, those who might be struggling with religious persecution or extreme weather conditions, as well as those who are homeless or homebound, and those living in extreme poverty. Father, we ask you to help all these individuals. Help all of those who grieve today, especially the Bird family as they grieve the loss of their husband and father. Father, I ask you to accept our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. Please handle them in the best way possible. I ask you to take over this show for me, to speak through me, and to allow me to speak the message that you wish to have proclaimed today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please put an end to abortion in the world. Please bring about peace in the world. We pray for an end to racial division in the United States and throughout the world. Help us, Father, to all love one another. Help us know what we can do, what we can do to go out and love all of those around us. We pray for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers as together we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you for praying with me. Doesn't it feel good? One of the points that we made today when I was talking with Debbie and Jerry on EWTN was that there's always something we can do when faced with a problem. And that something, without doubt, is to pray. We can always pray. We often feel helpless when we're facing a difficult situation in our life. But yet, we're never completely helpless because we can pray. And prayer is such a powerful weapon. We don't want to discount it. And we do sometimes. We discount it because we can't necessarily see the visible fruits of our prayers. And that tends to drive us crazy, right? That tends to drive us crazy when we can't see the fruits of our prayers. But so many times, the Lord lets us see the fruit of our prayer. But not always. It's not always instant. But always remember that you can pray, and that's an incredibly important thing to do. It's not just something nice to do. It really is very powerful. So for those of us who deal with anxiety, it's a great weapon in our arsenal. Let's talk about today's saint, Saint Kateri. She was born in the Mohawk village of Osernenon. Well, I'll tell you what, I butcher these names. I'm really sorry. Sometimes I don't know how to pronounce that. In Orrisville, New York. As a young girl, she lost her parents and brother to smallpox. Moved by the preaching of Jesuit missionaries, she was baptized at the age of 20, taking the name Kateri after St. Catherine of Siena. Like her namesake, she was drawn into intimate communion with God and suffered persecution for his sake. Her fellow Indians withheld her food on Sundays and pelted her with rocks as she entered the chapel. She escaped the Jesuit mission near Montreal, where she spent the last 3 years of her life giving herself through prayer, mortification, works of charity. Kateri died in 1680. Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, we ask for your prayers today. But what a great example. It's so great that we were able to honor the saints and to ask for their intercession, right? So we not only look at their lives, and they could set such a good example for us, but they can pray for us as well. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this program every Monday through Friday at 8, or not at 8 p.m. We used to do it at 8 p.m. Now we do it every Monday through Friday for 30 minutes each night on Blog Talk Radio. The program airs when I upload the podcast. It's usually sometime around 7 or 8 p.m. each night Eastern Time. But since we do it in podcast format, the listenership has grown because it's so much easier for you to listen to the program whenever you'd like. So that's the way we do it now. I think that works better than doing the live show at a certain time. As I mentioned at the start of the show, I've been doing this now for over 5 years on Blog Talk Radio. We've now expanded and made the show available in iTunes and TuneIn Radio too. So always good to get it out to as many people as possible. I'd love to come to your parish to speak. If you'd like to invite me, I'm lining up parish missions. I already got a couple of them planned for 2017. We still have a few weeks left for Lent of 2017 if you're interested. Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address, or you can go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com, to find out more information, including seeing some videos of the way I speak, and contact me through the contact page. I knew it was in my head, I just couldn't get the words out. Sometimes I just can't get the mouth in gear. All right, one more sip of my Diet Coke, and I'm ready to get started. Thursday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time. The first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, beginning in verse 7. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. Yes, for your way and your judgments, O Lord, we look to you. Your name and your title are the desire of our souls. My soul yearns for you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me keeps vigil for you. When your judgment dawns upon the earth, the world's inhabitants learn justice. O Lord, you mete out peace to us, for it is you who have accomplished all we have done. O Lord, oppressed by your punishment, we cried out in anguish under your chastising. As a woman about to give birth writhes and cries out in her pains, so were we in your presence, O Lord. We conceived and writhed in pain, giving birth to wind. Salvation we have not achieved for the earth. The inhabitants of the world cannot bring it forth. But your dead shall live. Their corpses shall rise. Awake and sing, you who lie in the dust. For your dew is a dew of light, and the land of shades gives birth. There's a really simple but important message in this first reading. The way of the just is smooth, the path of the just you make level. And this is a lesson that the Israelites struggled with. It seems so simple. And the message that the Lord is trying to convey, and it still works this way today, is that if we do things the Lord's way, things according to his commands, follow his commands, if we do that, it will go a lot more smoothly for us, excuse me, than if we choose to do things our way and go against the Lord's commands. This is what the Israelites didn't get. And oftentimes, See, what's confusing for us is oftentimes in the world, it appears to us that those who don't follow the Lord and don't follow His commands, they seem to be doing well in life, and they don't seem to be punished, and that frustrates us, right? It's always these people who are cheating and taking shortcuts and not doing the right thing, who seem to be very successful in life. It's not always the case, but it seems that way. And there never seems to be any repercussions. But what we have to remember is we are not looking at the complete picture. The complete picture is, at the end of our life, we're going to be judged. At that time, it'll be decided where we will spend eternity. And that's eternity. That is forever. That's not 50 years. That's not 100 years. That's not a million years. That is forever. It's so critical for us to do whatever it is that we need to do to make it to heaven. And essentially, we need to stay closer to the Lord. We need to stay close to the Lord always and to do whatever He tells us. The last recorded words of Mary in Scripture. That's so important for us. And when we do that, we're going to be judged favorably. It's very simple. Why is it that we struggle with this? Because we have our own free will and we have a fallen human nature. That's not a good combination. The Israelites were continually slapped around by the Lord when they started to stray from Him. They started to worship idols. Idol worship is still a problem. We talked about it on the show a few weeks ago. It's still a problem. It's not done as formally as it was done thousands of years ago, but we tend to place a lot of emphasis on material things and even people at the expense of our relationship with the Lord. Just make sure you put the Lord first in your life and you'll be fine, okay? Psalm 102. From heaven, the Lord looks down on the earth. The Lord is watching. The Lord is watching over us. The Lord loves us. My fellow worriers, remember that. The Lord looks down on the earth. He's watching over you. He's taking care of you. Anything that happens is an expression of His love. You, O Lord, abide forever, and Your name through all generations. You will arise and have mercy on Zion. For it is time to pity her, for her stones are dear to Your servants, and her dust moves them to pity. The nations shall revere Your name, O Lord, and all the kings of the earth Your glory. When the Lord has rebuilt Zion and appeared in His glory, when He has regarded the prayer of the destitute and not despised their prayer. Let this be written for the generation to come, and let His future creatures praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from His holy height. From heaven He beheld the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to release those doomed to die. All the people who make fun of you for being a Christian, who even persecute Christians, who try to make your life difficult when you want to talk about God. Listen, this is no different than what the Lord went through, the Lord Jesus went through when He was on this earth. He was persecuted and He was put to death. And these people who try to snuff out Christianity, the people who try to take your joy away, we all have them in our life. When you try to be a faith-filled follower of Christ, you run into somebody who says you're being stupid, you're being foolish, you know. Remember that in the end, following Christ is what's going to get you to heaven. So don't forget that. In the end, it will all work out. We look at this life and we think, well, why is it that I'm suffering? Why are people persecuting me? The Lord's supposed to be protecting me. He'll take care of you. But this life is just temporary. So even Jesus suffered tremendously in this life. There is a bigger picture. Your destination is known. A lot of times we look at the future and we say it's unknown. Well, the future is known. You are destined to live with the Lord forever in heaven. That's where you belong. That's where He wants you to be. So as long as you stay close to Him and do what He tells you, and if you mess up, especially severely, you go to confession and receive absolution, you're going to be fine. And that's why we make total consecration to Jesus through Mary, because we ask our Blessed Mother to help us, because so many times we stray. We do what the Israelites did. We do the wrong thing. But ultimately, we're going to be fine provided we just follow the Lord. I want to read the gospel now, and for you worriers out there, this is one of the greatest gospel passages you will ever hear. It's one that you should bookmark, highlight, do whatever you need to do, and read it every day. It's going to make you feel good. Let the Lord speak to you. This is His word. These are His words. He's speaking to you right now. Matthew 11, 28 through 30. I want you to listen to Jesus speak. As you face all of your problems, we've all got different problems. We're facing struggles, difficulties. These words are for you. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." It doesn't get much better than that, does it? I love these words. They never cease to comfort me. I have heard this passage hundreds of times in my life. I have read it over and over again. And today, when I read it, it's like I heard it for the first time. It's great. It's like hearing the words, "I love you," or "You're a great husband, a great wife, you're a great son, you're a great daughter, you're a great employee, great work, you're such a good worker." Who gets tired of hearing that? We never get tired of hearing that. So in the same way, there are words that Jesus has for us that we're never going to grow tired of. These words are among them. I know we know it. I know we know that the Lord wants us to enter into His rest. But when we get caught up in our problems, we forget it. We need to hear it again. So I think these words are just so comforting. Really let them console you today. Now, I want to continue while we have a few minutes left. I told you we're going to talk about anxiety, overcoming worry today. In the Magnificat, which I use for the daily Mass readings, there is a little piece for the meditation of the day by Father Thomas Dominic Rover. He was a Dominican, died in 1997. He was a theologian, a playwright, and a poet. And this is called "Come to Me." I don't know if you call it a poem or a little message, but it's very, very important. It's very powerful. I really liked it, so I'm going to read it for you. And think of this as you struggle with the problems, whatever you're facing tonight. Listen to this. The words, this invitation is from Jesus. "Come to me. Come over to me, all you who are restless, and I will teach you how to be quiet, how to leave yourself alone. Come over to me, all you who are anxious. Even if I don't take your anxiety away, I will change it into fresh currency as you turn your cares into greater belief in my caring. Come over to me, all you who are lonely. I was lonely too, and could find no place to lay my head. Come over to me, all you who worry about what others really think about you. It doesn't matter. They misunderstood me no matter what I did. Come over to me, all you who are always taking and talking and pleading and explaining yourselves to others. I know you inside out. I know the worst. So you can come to me without any explanations. Come over to me, all you whose great plans for yourself have failed. You don't know how lucky you are, and others too. Come over to me, all you who can't stand yourselves. I touched lepers. And once I called a man out of a tomb who had been stinking there for 4 days. So come over to me. I can stand just about anything. Come over to me, all you who can't stand other people. I know what's behind their misery. I know the worst in them. And I know it in you. And I embrace you both. Come over to me, all who fret about the past. I was there. I was part of your past. And I have forgotten all about it. So be like me and forget about it too. Come over to me, you who can't live peacefully in the present. Come to me now without reserve. That is the way to live peacefully in the present. Come over to me, all you who fear the future. Do not fear, I am your future. Isn't that great? Have yourself a wonderful night. I've got to run. God willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Hope to see you then.